RJN, KN4BWA. RJN, KN4BWA.
KN4VWA, KN4RJN.
JN, KN4VWA. How you doing, John?
Just coming through, but I still got quite a bit of static in here. Give me a long count for just a moment.
No, a long count, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, plus about 3 seconds of dead key.
Tried a couple things. That didn't change the static any, but your voice is coming through. But at nighttime, last night I couldn't hear a thing on it. I was listening to, I was transmitting on this radio and listening on the handheld because I couldn't get anything out of this radio.
Feedland extension that I gave you, is there a possibility, did you waterproof?
Connection's not outside, it's actually inside.
Okay, and that was a mag mount antenna, correct? I'm just pulling stuff off the top of my head, trying to say, well, you know, could be this, could be that. A lot of times, you get moisture up around a link connection like I gave you. Let's see. So moisture's not an issue, is it?
The connection's on the inside. But I think what I'm going to do is try moving the antenna. Is there any static in my transmission?
Full quieting. I'm getting just a slight amount of white noise in the background, but I am in gassing.
Go try some things. My arm's getting tired. I have to hold the handheld up in the air so I can hear you and talk on this one.
Okay, so the static situation on receive, correct?
Transmit fine, but I can't receive squat on a thing. And you know, your voice came through there for a minute, but there was a lot of static in it.
Okay. Have you tried resetting to maximum and then back to minimum and then resetting your squelch?
I did that last night while I was on the net. I went from as high as it would go to as low as it would go, and nothing seemed to make any difference.
Hear any difference from minimum to maximum? Okay, I think maybe you might have a problem with the radio then. Now, are you receiving me okay on the HT?
Hold it up in the air or stand on the desk.
Okay, well, one absolute quickest way to eliminate that feed line that I gave you, is it convenient to bring the antenna disconnected from the coupler and then bring just the antenna back in to the radio and have it like you used to have it?
We do that, but I might have to change out these light bulbs because these light bulbs that I put in here bothered that antenna a whole lot. So I think I might do that, just bring it back the way it was because it was working before.
I'm on my way back from Gaffney. You want me to stop by?
Big a deal to bring it in. And I'll have to get some other light bulbs or work in the dark or do something, but I got a couple other things I got to do. I'm going to shut this thing down and then come back and mess with it this afternoon.
Well, I'm kind of suspicious of either one or one thing or another. The one thing is the feed line. But that you've been transmitting to me on that radio, not on the HD, correct?
Thank you.
just went down to nothing. Are you transmitting to me on the radio itself or on the HD?
Transmitting on the radio.
Okay, well, you're getting out just fine, which leads me to believe that that's not a feed line issue. If you can get out, you should be able to get back in. But I've seen stranger things. But the other thing, I'm afraid you might have a squelch issue.
What issue? And a what kind of issue?
A squelch control issue.
Possible, but, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, my arm is getting tired. I might have to shut this thing down. I'll talk at you later.
Give me a holler if that figures it out with the feed line, okay?
KN4RGN clear.
KN4VWA clear.